Once again, good evening to all of our brothers and sisters online.
再一次，线上各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus always be with you all.
愿我们主耶稣的平安与恩惠永远与各位同在。
Recently, here in the New York area, we've been reading the book of Exodus.
最近在纽约地区的读经进度，我们已经读到了出埃及记。
And so tonight, I would like to use the topic, the blood of the covenant, for our mutual encouragement.
所以今天晚上我想要以立约的血这个题目来作为我们彼此的勉励。
We know that when you open up the Bible, we can see that it's divided into Old and New Testament, right?
我们知道当我们翻开圣经之后，圣经被分为新约还有旧约两个部分。
And so there are 39 books in the Old Testament and 27 books in the New Testament.
所以在旧约当中有39卷经卷，在新约里面有27卷经卷。
And this division more or less corresponds to the two major covenants that God made with mankind.
那这样子的分法跟神给我们所立的约彼此有互相对应的关系。
We know, technically speaking, anything before the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus is still part of the Old Covenant.
我们知道在主耶稣在十字架上受死之前所发生的事情,我们都把它归类为旧约。
So even though many of the events in the Gospels are in New Testament books, but they happened during the Old Covenant.
那虽然在新被列为许多经卷被列为在新约里面，可是它实际上是发生在这个旧约的这个时间。Yeah,
especially in the Gospels, right? In the Gospels.
尤其是在这个福音书当中。
Yeah. So recently we've read Exodus chapter 24.
最近我们读到了出埃及记的24章。
And I think it's useful for us to read that passage and review how the old covenant was established in the first place.
那读这个经卷可以让我们再一次的回顾一下，在旧约时代的时候，神是如何与人来立约的。
And we know that a key moment in forming that first covenant was the sprinkling of blood on the altar and then also on the people.
我们知道让这个约成立的一个非常重要的关键的时刻。 就是当这个血被撒在这个坛上的时候，
and then later also on the people.
那之后也撒在人的身上，
and then that put the covenant, kind of inaugurated the covenant to be put into effect.
这就是让这个约正式成立生效的时刻。
So this evening I'd like to look especially in that passage, and then to also see what that means for us in the new covenant today.
所以我们今天想要特别来查考这一部分，然后并且来看看对于新约时代的我们有什么样子的意义。Okay,
so let's now turn our Bibles to Exodus chapter 24.
我们现在翻到出埃及记24章。And
let's read from verse 3.
我们从第三节开始读。Exodus
chapter 24 from verse 3.
出埃及记24章第3节。
So Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which the Lord has said, we will do. Verse 4.
第4节。
And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord. And he rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 5, then he sent young men of the children of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of the oxen to the Lord. Verse 6,
第六节,
and Moses took half the blood and put it in basins and half the blood he sprinkled on the altar. Verse 7,
第七节,
then he took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of the people and they said, all that the Lord has said, we will do, and be obedient. Verse 8.
第八节,
and Moses took the blood sprinkled it on the people and said, "This is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you according to all these words." Please read them.
出埃及记第24章第三节，摩西下山将神的命令典章都述说与百姓听，众百姓齐声说，主所吩咐的我们都必遵行。第四节，摩西将神的命令都写上，清早起来在山下筑一座坛，按以色列十二支派立十二根柱子。第五节，又打发以色列人中的少年人去献燔祭，又向神献牛为平安祭。第六节，摩西将血一半盛在盆中，一半撒在坛上。第七节，又将约书念给百姓听，他们说，神所吩咐的我们都必遵行。第八节，摩西将血撒在百姓身上，说，你看，这是立约的血，是神按这一切话与你们立约的凭据。
Here we can see the official beginning of the Old Covenant, the Old Testament.
我们在这边可以看到，在旧约当中的这个约开始生效的时刻。
What happened was that Moses, he came down from the mountain.
那当时摩西从山上下来。
And according to my counting, this was the fourth time that he had ascended Mount Sinai.
根据我的计算，这已经是他第四次上这个西乃山了。
And so after he was there and then he came down, right? So he then told the people all of the words of the Lord.
他上山之后，他下山之后，当场把神所讲述的话全部都转给百姓听。
So this should include all the content between Exodus chapter 20 verse 21 when he ascended the mountain all the way to Exodus 24 verse 2.
那他所转述的内容应该都是在这个圣经当中记载的，从出埃及记20章21节一直到24章第二节这边所记载的内容。
And when you look into those chapters, you can see there were many different laws that God had included in this covenant.
你如果仔细查考的话，你会发现，神将许多的律法通通都放在这些的篇幅里面。
Including what are some regulations of making altars for God?
包括一些如何建造这个祭坛的这个条例。
Or laws concerning the servants that they could have in the nation.
或者是他们在这个国中能够有的这些仆人。
Or then later also laws concerning violence and when people were struck by one another.
那或者是如果当事情发生了，将如果有人被别人所击打之后，该怎么样子处理？
Right. So there's different categories of things that were in all these chapters.
所以有各种类型的这个律法被记载在这些章节当中。
And when you get into chapter 23, God then also talks about how there's going to be three annual feasts that they need to keep.
那如果看到了23章的时候，这边也讲到了神如何指示他们奉行这三大节期。
That in especially those three feasts, they have to go and appear before God.
尤其是在这三大节期的时候，每一年的这个时候都必须要到神的面前。
Okay. So God Moses conveyed all of these words from the Lord to the people.
所以摩西将神所说的吩咐的这一切的话全都转给了百姓。
And when he conveyed this to the people then immediately answered with one voice, you know, all of these words which the Lord has said, we will do.
当摩西把这些话转述给百姓的时候，众百姓齐声说，神所吩咐的我们都必遵行。
And then Moses also even wrote all of these words that were from God.
摩西甚至把神的命令，他的吩咐也通通都写下来了。
And then Moses erected an altar and then 12 pillars to represent the 12 tribes of Israel.
他在山下筑了一座坛，也并且按照十二支派立了十二根柱子。
And it was as if these pillars were serving as witnesses as to this covenant and the agreement that they were all entering into.
那这些柱子的功用呢，就是如同了他们同意了这个约的见证。
So you can see that the terms and the regulations and expectations of this covenant was clearly given to the people and even written. And I think there was a very clear understanding here.
所以在这边神所向他们所立的约都是非常清楚的被写下来，被记载下来。
Okay. And then eventually, there were offerings that were made on this altar.
最终有人在这个坛上献祭。
And so during those offerings, Moses took half of the blood.
在这个献祭的时候，摩西将一半的血。
And took it and he sprinkled it and dashed it on the altar.
他盛在盆中，一半的血呢，洒在这个坛上。
But then the other half, then he took and was with the people.
那另外他把另外一半的这个血洒在百姓的身上。
Right. So he first read the covenant, the book of the covenant, all those laws again, and then he sprinkled them with the blood.
他一开始先将他们所立的这个约的内容念给百姓听，之后把这个血洒在百姓的身上。
So there were at least two times here where the people proclaimed that they are going to keep this covenant.
对，至少有两次，当时的人们他们宣告，他们会遵守这个约。
Right. So in a way, they even heard the covenant twice. Right. So it's very clear what God is requiring of them.
甚至他们曾经把这个约的内容重复听了两遍，所以他们对于神对他们的要求非常的清楚。
Okay. And then when we look at chapter 24, verse 8, that was when Moses, while he was sprinkling the blood,Then he pronounced, "This is the blood of the covenant."
在第八节，摩西将血洒在百姓身上，说：“你看，这是立约的血。”
And so, in doing so, this so-called old covenant, the first covenant, was now officially made official and put into effect.
对这个旧的约，也就是第一项约，就在此时正式的生效。
Now we can see, like I mentioned, this covenant was inaugurated by blood.
我们可以看到这个血，这个约是由着这个血而成立的。
And here, God doesn't really explain why blood is used, though.
但是神却没有特别的说明说为什么要使用血。
But we know from other parts of the Bible that.When blood is used, there are certain implications that's attached to it.
但是我们知道在这个写在圣经的其他的情况使用的时候都有它一些特殊的意义。
For example, if we put a bookmark here and turn to Genesis chapter 9.
我们将书签放到这边，我们翻到创世纪第九章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 9, verse 4.
创世纪第九章第四节。
Genesis chapter 9, verse 4.
创世纪九章四节。
It says, But you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood. Right, please read.
唯独血，肉带着血，那就是他的生命。
This is God's pronouncement to Noah many hundreds of years earlier.
这是在几百年前神与挪亚所立的约。
And he...talked about how now human beings, they can eat the flesh of animals.
在这边他们告诉当时的人说已经可以吃这个带着已经可以吃肉了。
Right, but they cannot eat the animal's blood.
但是不能够吃动物的血。
Because the blood is life.
因为血代表了生命。
Right, and so when we...Go back to Moses, right, and the inauguration of the covenant, we see that the blood of animals was spilt and then also sprinkled on the altar and the people.
当我们回到这个出埃及记这边，神与人所立约的时候，这个血当时被洒在坛上，也洒在人的身上。
So you can see that there's implications of life here.
我们在这边可以看到了这个生命的意义。
That the animal's life was given so that this blood could be used.
因为动物献上了生命，所以这才有血可以让他们使用。
And this also shows then how serious, how solemn this covenant is.
这同时也代表了他们所立的这个约是多么的严肃。
Right, because life is, yeah.There was life that was given in order to make this possible.
因为为了要让这个能够成立能够生效，有生命献上的。
Right, and then when animals are sacrificed, there's also a type of implication.
当动物被献上的时候，又有另外一种意义。
In a way, when you use blood for a covenant, it's kind of like saying to yourself.May I be like this animal if I do not hold up my end of this agreement?
当他们在立约的时候，献上了动物的血的时候，我们就会想想看，当我们没有完成了这一项同意之后，我会不会像这个动物一样呢？
Okay, so you can see that this is a very then you can see that it's a very serious occasion to show that.Both God and also mankind needs to keep their agreement.
所以这显示着非常严肃严重的情况，就是不管是神或者是人在立约的时候都应该要遵守这个约。
I think maybe in the past you've heard how some people may also make agreements with blood too.
那我们想之前有听过有些人跟血来立约。
Right, like,people so-called become blood brothers.
比如说有这个弟兄就是成为兄弟结义的时候要有血的出现。
Right, so then maybe two boys, like in order to show that they're best friends or as close as brothers, they'll even like maybe prick themselves and then both of them prick themselves and then they mix the blood together.
那所以就是当这个两个兄弟要立下这个约兄弟之约的时候，他们说不定会拿针刺自己的指头，然后流出血来，再把这个血混在一起。
Yeah, again, it's to because blood has been shed, it's kind of to show how serious and intentional we must be to keep our promise.
因为有血流了的关系，所以他们表示他们对于这件事情的重视的慎重来完成这个约。
Okay. Now another thing is that we know.That this blood, it was sprinkled on the altar and then also on the people.
另外一件事情我们注意到这个当时的血被洒在坛上也洒在人的身上。
And so since the blood is on both the altar and then on the people, there's obviously a connection here.
所以既然这个血被洒在坛上也被洒在人的身上这边就有产生了一种连结。
Right, which is thatThe people that were covered by the blood are now connected to this altar that belongs to God because of that blood too.
那也就是因为人被洒在身上被洒了血的人们，也就借由这个血的关系，与这个被洒了血的坛也就是代表了神产生了一种连结。
Okay, and also.Since life, the animal's life was given, we know in Leviticus that blood, that sacrifice can really cleanse and atone for their sins.
那在这个立位记这边，我们也有看到说，既然动物献上了这个血同时也有就是洁净的效果。
And because sin was removed, the connection between man and God then can be closer, right?
也有赎罪的效果，因为这个罪已经被移除了，所以这个人还有神就能够更为亲近。
Another implication of blood is just the physical, experience of being sprinkled by blood definitely would leave more of a lasting impression and memory.
另外，当时被洒血的这些人，他们一定对于这件事情，这个仪式，产生了非常深刻的印象。
Right, because human nature, I think all of us, we immediately, we notice when there is blood.
因为身为人，我们一定会非常的注意到，如果有血在场的话。
Right, if we see somebody is bleeding, has a bloody nose, you immediately will say, hey, you're bleeding, right?
比如说我们看到有人流鼻血，我们马上会就有反应，会告诉对方说，你已经流鼻血了。
Or like, just think about it, if one day a bunch of blood just kind of splattered on you.
或者是想想看，如果有一天，有许多的血洒在你的身上的话。
Not only do you feel it on your skin.
你不只会从你的皮肤感受到血。
But you also probably will smell, right? You smell that blood, there's kind of like that metallic type of smell.
那你也可以闻到这个血的腥味。
Right, and then all of that really forms a deep impression to that event.
那所有的这种触觉、嗅觉、视觉就会让这件事情留下了非常深刻的印象。
Right. So while the Bible, again, doesn't really say much about why Moses had to sprinkle this blood, but those are some of the attached implications.
虽然圣经并没有确切的说明为什么要使用这个血来让这个立约成效，可是我们可以看到了这个有血使用血的其他的特别的意义。
Now, what does this blood of the covenant, or what does this old covenant have to do with us?
那这个旧的约跟我们又有什么样子的关系呢？
Well, we know that eventually, this covenant.Was going to be taken away.
我们知道这个约终将要被拿走。
Because during the days of Jeremiah, God moved him to prophesy how one day there was going to be a new covenant.
因为在耶利米的时代，神向他显现说将来会立一个新的约。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 31.
我们来看耶利米书的三十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章。
Let's read verses 31 through 34.
我们从三十一节读到三十四节。
Jeremiah 31, verse 31.
耶利米书三十一章三十一节。
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Verse 32.Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. Verse 33.
33节.
But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God.And they shall be my people.
34. 34节
No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin I will remember no more. Please read.
耶利米书三十一章三十一节神说日子将到我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。三十二节，不像我拉着他们祖宗的手，领他们出埃及地的时候，与他们所立的约。我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约。这是主说的。三十三节，神说那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样：我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。三十四节，他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说：“你该认识神，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。”我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶。这是神说的。
Even though we just read about in Exodus the establishment of the old covenant, right? And the people even said they will keep the covenant two times, right? But eventually they broke that covenant.
就算我们刚才在出埃及记那边曾经念过了这个神与以色列百姓在他们立第一次约的时候甚至念了两次，那当时的以色列百姓也同意说他们一定会遵守这个约，可是我们知道后来他们还是没有遵守。
Right, not only that generation, but all the other generations after them too.
不只是当时的那个世代，连之后的世世代代同样也都是如此。
So you can see that God, in his sovereignty, also knew that one day he was going to form a new covenant.
所以就连神他的主权，他也知道有一天他将要立一个新的约。
Right, and the reason is just like we read in verse 32.
就像是我们刚才念到的第32节。
Right, his people kept on breaking that covenant, even though God was so kind to them, like a husband, right?
Yeah, 就算是神对他们非常的好，像丈夫一样，可是他们却背了神的约。
Okay, and also in verse 33, we also see that the old covenant, right, implied from verse 33,we know that the old covenant was written on stone, right? It was written, with words, right?
那我们知道，从33节看到了，当时他们所立的约，是被刻在石头的上面。
Right, and in a way, that means it's easily forgotten and easily ignored.
可是，他们却，非常的容易忘记他们所立的约。
Right, so this new covenant was going to be...replace the old covenant, and it would be a covenant that would be written in the minds and the hearts of the people.
那新的这个约呢，却是要写在这个人的里面，还有人的心上。
Okay, and so rather that they have to learn from priests and teachers and lawyers, in this new covenant, people also will be able to learn directly from God.
所以与其像当初人们必须要向祭司、律法师、教师来学习这些道理，他们现在可以直接从神那里来学习。
And they will be able to know God in a very direct way.
他们也能够以非常直接的方式来直接来认识神。
So about 600 years after Jeremiah, truly this new covenant was established.
所以在这个耶利米的这个先知的六百年之后之前这个约被立了。
Right. So, this was when Jesus Christ came into this world.
在他之后六百年主耶稣基督来到了这个世界上。
And I think since we are now also part of this new covenant, we also realize that this covenant was also inaugurated by blood.
那既然我们同样的也是在这个约里面，我们也知道，这个约也是借由血所成立的。
Right, because God came into flesh, eventually to sacrifice himself.
因为神道成肉身，之后让自己做了牺牲这个祭品。
And then he was going to shed this precious blood in order to establish this new covenant.
他留下了他宝贵的血，让这个宝贵的这个约能够生效。
So just days, maybe one day before his crucifixion.
所以在他被在他被钉死在十字架上的前一天。
When he was with his disciples, for the Last Supper.
当他与他的门徒在一起享用最后的晚餐。
He anticipated, how he was going to shed blood.
他已经预期到他将如何流血。
And so he established the Holy Communion that night.
所以他在当晚建立了圣餐。
Right, and let's read what he said that night.
我们来读读他当时是说了什么。
Let's read Matthew 26, verse 27.
我们来读马太福音26章27节。
Matthew 26, verse 27.
马太福音26章27节。
Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. 28. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Please read.
27节, 又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们说，你们都喝这个。28节，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。
So in the Last Supper, the Lord Jesus Christ established this, establishing the new covenant with his blood.
那我们知道在这个逾越节，在这个最后的晚餐的时候，神他将他的这个宝血立为他们与这个所新的这个约生效的这个证据。
And so truly the next day he was crucified and shed that blood.
所以第二天他被钉死在十字架上，也留下了宝贵的血。
And this began this New Testament, where we have this new agreement with God.
这就成为了这个新的约，就是我们与神所立的新的约。
Which is that so long as we believe in his son, the Lord Jesus Christ,
就是只要我们相信他的儿子，也就是主耶稣基督
right, then we can be justified by this faith.
我们就能够因信而称义
right, and then we can stand righteous before God.
我们在神的眼中便看为义
right, so faith right, and belief is our portion and what we need to continue in.
所以这个信心就是相信是我们这能够必须不断维持的部分。
And then God will continue to keep his part.
那神就能够继续保持他的部分。
And later on in the New Testament books, we see how this new covenant truly is so much better and greater than the old covenant.
之后我们在其他的新约的经卷里面能够看到这个所立的这个新的约是比旧约有更多。多么的更好。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们来看哥林多后书第三章。
Right, 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章。
Right, let's read verse 7.
来读第七节。
But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance,which glory was passing away, verse 8.
8节,
How will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? Please read.
哥林多后书第三章第七节，那用字刻在石头上属死的执事尚且有荣光，甚至以色列人因摩西面上的荣光不能定睛看他的脸，这荣光原是渐渐褪去的。第八节，何况那属灵的执事岂不更有荣光吗？
Here it talks about the so-called ministry of death and also the ministry of the spirit.
这边讲到了这个属死的执事，还有属灵的执事。
And actually, the ministry of death is referring to the Old Testament.
这边讲到属死的执事，指的就是旧约。
Because all of those laws and commandments essentially reminded us and let us know that we are sinners. We deserve death.
因为所有的这些律法这些规定都是提醒着我们是配死的。
Right. The ministry of the Spirit here is referring to the New Testament.
但是这边属灵的执事就是指着新约。
And it's, you can see the question that Paul is asking here is him basically saying,This New Testament, this New Covenant is so much more glorious.
保罗在这边所指出的就指着这个新的约是更有荣光了。
Right. Because truly with this New Covenant in the Spirit, we have liberty.
因为在这个新的约还有这个灵我们更有自由。
Okay. But we can also turn to Hebrews chapter 9.
我们也可以翻到希伯来书第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章
And maybe let's read verse 15.
我们来读第十五节。
verse 15.
第15节.
Hebrews 9, verse 15.
希伯来书第9章第15节.
And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressors under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. Please read.
第15节, 为此他做了新约的中保, 既然受死, 赎了人在前约之时所犯的罪过, 便叫蒙召之人得着所应许, 永远的产业。
Here Jesus Christ is described as our high priest and also our mediator.
那在这边主耶稣被描述为这个大祭司，也被描述为这个中保。
And in the previous verses, it's talking about how his blood is able to cleanse our sins even better than the blood of bulls and goats.
那这边在前一节这边讲到了他的血能够除去我们的罪，还有我们洗净我们的心。
Right, and so it was through his death and his blood that he established this new covenant.
借由他的死还有他的血, 建立了这个新的约。
Right, and if you keep reading verse 18,
我们如果直接再继续读到第18节,
right, it says, therefore, not even the first covenant was dedicated without blood.
所以前约也不是不用血立的。
Right, so in this New Testament, the Lord Jesus Christ shed his blood already.
在这个新约的时候, 主耶稣已经流下了他的血。
And today, this blood also brings us into the covenant.
今天这样子的血, 同样也让我们进入了新约。
First is through water baptism.
一开始是借由洗礼。
Right? Because during water baptism, the Holy Spirit bears witness that the blood of Jesus is in the water.
因为在洗礼的时候, 这个圣灵能够做见证, 就是主耶稣的宝血在水里面。
Right? So, in the New Testament, there's also this blood of the covenant.
所以在新约的时候, 也是有这个, 这个血所立的这个约。 Right?
Just like the people in the Old Testament were sprinkled, today in the New Testament, we have to be immersed and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ.
就像旧约当中, 这些人被血, 洒在身上, 我们今天洗礼的时候也是全身都要进入主耶稣的宝血里面。
Right, and then his sin will wash away our his blood will wash away our sins.
那他的宝血就能够将我们的罪给洗干净。
And then as a Christian, after baptism, we continue to maintain ourselves in this covenant.
那身为基督徒在洗礼之后, 我们还是要能够不断地维持这个约。
And we do this by also keeping the Holy Communion.
我们是如何做到的, 就是能够按照领受圣餐。
Right, so just like Jesus Christ said during the Last Supper, right, when we consecrate that cup of grape juice, it will then spiritually become the blood of Jesus.
就像主耶稣在最后的晚餐所说的, 他们将这个杯注泻了之后, 这个葡萄汁就会变成了代表主耶稣的宝血。
And so every Holy Communion is a remembrance of Jesus' death.
所以每一次的灵恩会, 就是我们再一次的在回想主耶稣的死。
A Holy Communion.
这个圣餐礼的时候。
Yeah, and so every time we also partake of that cup in the Holy Communion, we remember that this is the blood that Jesus shed for me that enabled the covenant that I am in. Right?
所以每一次, 在这个, 在圣餐礼的时候, 当我们领杯的时候, 这一杯葡萄汁就让我们能够回想到了, 主耶稣跟我们立的这个约时候, 所流下的血。
Right? So that we have to continue to do our part to remain in the faith.
所以我们要继续的尽我们的力量, 能够让我们 继续保持我们的信心,
to continue to keep the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
能够继续遵守主耶稣基督所给我们的道理。
Right, and then God definitely will continue to guide us into the heavenly kingdom.
神当然也就会继续的带领我们进入天国。
So this blood of the new covenant is actually even more precious than before.
所以这个新约当中的 这个血其实比旧约时候的血还要来得更宝贵。
If you think about it, it's also because of this blood of Jesus that it enabled the possibility of an indwelling Holy Spirit.
你想想看, 也就是因为主耶稣的宝血能够让 这个能够住在我们当中的这个圣灵能够成为可能。
Right. If we turn to John chapter 7.
我们来看约翰福音第七章。
Right, John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章,
verse
39. 第39节,
right, it says, But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
39节, 耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。 那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。Right,
so before Jesus was glorified, the indwelling promised Holy Spirit never came upon any single person.
在主耶稣得着荣耀之前，圣灵并没有降下来住在任何一个人的身上。Right,
at least not the indwelling promised Holy Spirit.
至少不是住在内中的这个应许的圣灵。
Right. Yes, it may have moved people, but it is not the promised Holy Spirit. Right?
也许当时有圣灵感动人，可是并不是他们所应许的这个住在人当中的圣灵。
It was only after Jesus was glorified, then the promised Holy Spirit came, as evidenced by speaking in tongues.
唯有主耶稣得着荣耀之后所降下来的圣灵，而是可以以说方言来当作得圣灵的凭据。And
when and how was Jesus glorified?
主耶稣如何得着荣耀呢？
Actually, when you carefully read the book of John, it includes how Jesus was crucified and shed his blood.
那你如果查考仔细研读约翰福音的话，你就会知道这是。 主耶稣得荣耀就是当他被钉死在十字架上留下宝血的时候。Right,
and of course, later how he resurrected and ascended to heaven too.
当然也包括了后来他复活升天的部分。But
that shedding of blood became a permanent solution for sin.
但是他所留下来的这个宝血就是我们能够解决罪的问题的一个最重要的方法。
Right. And then so the promised indwelling Holy Spirit that most of us have received today then could truly dwell within us and in our hearts.
所以我们今天大部分人都得到的这个能够住在人里面的圣灵，就能够成为住在我们当中的这个圣灵。And
the Holy Spirit then is the one that truly writes God's laws into our hearts.
那这个圣灵也就是将神的律法写在我们心中的。
Right, just like the prophecy in Jeremiah.
就像是在耶利米那时候的预言。
Right, so it's not just about reading the Bible and learning about these commandments.
不光只是读这个经，圣经，学习诫命。
But the Holy Spirit can give us the strength and the conviction and the ability to then keep all these laws.
圣灵也可以赐给我们力量。 让我们能够遵守所有的这些规定跟律法。So,
since we have all entered into this covenant already,
所以既然我们已经进入了这个新的约,
right, and then we have entered through the blood of Christ,
我们也是借着主耶稣的宝血所进入的,
and the Bible tells us we should not treat this blood of the covenant as something ordinary or common.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们不能够 认为这个立约的血是很普通甚至轻看的。Let's
now turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
我们来看希伯来书第十章。Hebrews
chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。Let's
read verse 28.
我们来读第28节。Verse
28.
28节。
Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Verse 29.
29节
Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? Verse 30.
30节
For we know him who said, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. 31.
31节
It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Please read.
希伯来书十章二十七节，二十八节，人干犯摩西的律法，凭两三个见证人，尚且不得连续而死。二十九节，何况人践踏神的儿子，将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常，又亵慢施恩的圣灵，你们想他要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢？三十节。因为我们知道谁说深渊在我，我必报应，又说主要审判他的百姓。三十一节落在永生神的手里，真是可怕的。
In these verses, we see the term "the blood of the covenant" is also repeated again.
在这边，我们再次看到了所谓的这个立约的这个血。
Right, and it's a warning to all of us Christians who have already entered into the covenant.
对于我们这些已经进入了这个约的这个基督徒来说，这是一项警告。
Right, that we should not depart from this faith.
我们不应该离开这个信仰。
Right, we should not draw back to perdition, like it says in verse 39.
我们不应该再回去过去。
Right.
沉沦
Yeah, we should also, just like it says in verse 39, we do not cast away our confidence.
就像是29节这边说的
35. Yeah. We do not cast away our confidence. Right?
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心
Yeah. So this is the context here is about don't.Depart from the faith, even if there's persecution or difficulties.
那这个上下文这个脉络是讲说就算你遇到了困难，你也不应该丢弃了你的信仰。
Right, because that would be like you're forsaking this blood of the covenant and treating it as something common.
因为你就是如同背弃了这个所立约的这个血，把这个血当作平常。
You think of it that it wasn't really valuable and it's something that you can just trample, right?
你认为这并不是一个非常有价值的东西，你就是轻看了。
Right, and that then will be a great offense to the Lord Jesus Christ who made that sacrifice.
那这对于已经为了我们牺牲的主儿来说，这就是一种亵慢。
Right, because he gave up his life for us. He shed his blood for us.
因为他为我们流血，他将他的生命给了我们。
Right, we all know that when we go to a cemetery, we all are usually extra careful.
我们知道，当我们去这个墓地的时候，我们都会非常的小心。
Right, you're careful not to just step over other people's graves or those flowers that may be there.
那你会非常小心，不要踏到别人的墓的上面。或者是践踏别人的花。
Right, you're not going to treat the cemetery like.A place for a picnic or to throw a frisbee or to throw a ball.
你也不会把这个墓园当作公园一样去那边野餐，去那边丢飞盘，去那边丢球。
Right, because people died and they're buried here.
因为人失去了生命，在那边被埋葬。
And in a way, as a respect to the dead, then right, you treat it with a very solemn attitude.
为了对那边的死者的尊敬我们都是以非常肃穆的态度来看待。
So, of course, then we should have an even more solemn and serious attitude with the blood of the covenant, the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave us.
当然我们要为了这个立约的血尤其是主耶稣为了我们丧失的生命这样子的事情要能够以更严肃更尊敬的态度来看待
and really to cherish it and appreciate what Jesus Christ did.
也要对于主耶稣为了我们所做的事情 非常非常的珍惜。
Right, because this is not just some animal, some bull or some goat's blood now.
因为这不是任何的动物或者是羊他们的血。
Right, this is the blood of our Lord Jesus.
是我们的主耶稣的宝血。
Right, this is the blood of the God who loved us so much that he purposely came into flesh to die for us.
是那位深爱非常爱我们的神他愿意道成肉身来到这个世界上所为我们留下的宝血。
Right, so even though on a day-to-day basis, we don't see that blood.
所以虽然我们日常生活当中不会看到这样子的血。
Right, but truly that blood covered us when we were baptized.
但是这样子的血真的在我们洗礼的时候将我们整个都覆盖了。
Right, it is that blood that also continues to give us life every time we partake of the Holy Communion.
也同样的是这样同样的血在我们每一次灵恩会圣餐礼的时候所领受的时候让我们能够继续维持。
Right, so let us never forget that.
所以我们千万不要忘记。
Right, let us cherish what the Lord gave for us.
我们要对于主耶稣所赐给我们的要感到非常珍惜。
Right, it was the blood that established this new covenant.
这是他用来建立这个新的约的血。
Okay, this concludes tonight's message.
那我们今天晚上的正道就到此。
Yeah, we're now going to conclude with a prayer. Right?
我们现在要一起来祷告。
Yeah, so in our prayer, let's continue to pray for our holy work here in the New York area.
我们祷告的时候继续为纽约地区的圣工来代祷。
We know that a lot of COVID cases are rising right now in the New York City area.
我们知道在纽约区的这个疫情越来越严重。
So we ask God to continue to protect us and guide us in our ministry. Yeah.
所以我们求神能够继续在我们的这个宣道方面来继续的来保守我们。
Okay, let's now kneel down and pray.
一起跪下来祷告。